Today, AFP Audio is talking to Adeline Lee, who's a psychologist, senior research officer at the Department of General Practice, Monash University, and a Doctor of Psychology candidate also at Monash University. Welcome, Adeline.
Hi.
So Adeline's the author, one of the authors of a research article in the November 2012 edition of Australian Family Physician. The title of the article is Women Survivors of Child Abuse, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And so there are many physical health problems, mental health issues and healthcare costs associated with child abuse. What are some of the issues which are raised by GPs as concerns when asking about child abuse?
Well, most GPs, when asked about their concerns, they would say things like they believe that screening for child abuse is actually really helpful, and most of them actually do think it is within their role to ask such questions. However, some of the GPs may raise concerns such as having a lack of time, as it's quite understandable during GP consult time, some of them may go for only 15 to 30 minutes. Hence, for some of the GPs, their concerns are this shortage of time makes it difficult for them to be able to ask questions such as these. And some of the other GPs, and in particular quite a few that we've actually interviewed, actually said that they were concerned of offending or re-traumatising patients by asking them about such questions. And some other GPs also don't think it's within their role to ask these questions, and they believe that it is actually better asked by mental health professionals such as psychologists or psychiatrists.
Okay, and so then you began conducting a study looking at some of these issues. What was the aim of this study?
Yeah, so given that we know women child abuse survivors have an increased number of GP visits from the existing literature, but most of this literature actually comes from the UK or the US. So this study actually explored a sample of Australian women survivors of child abuse and aimed to describe, firstly, women survivors' GP service use, whether women survivors actually disclosed their child abuse and if they disclosed it to a GP, and also whether women were actually asked by GPs about their child abuse experience. Further, we also then asked women about their thoughts on being asked about such experiences by GPs. So there actually are quite a few aims in this study.
Yep. So it was a group of women who were survivors of childhood abuse who asked their specific questions about both experiences and thoughts on GP questioning about the area.
That's right.
And so how did you then go about finding the answer to these questions, or the method in the fancy research terms?
So to go about answering the aims of the study, we actually recruited 108 women survivors all above the age of 18 years who reported any type of child abuse experience, and this includes physical child abuse, sexual child abuse, emotional child abuse, child neglect and witnessing violence prior to them turning to the age of 18. And we did so by placing flyers in lots of community health centres and also in inpatient units, and also through advertisements, through the websites and local newspapers and so on. And then women were then asked about their social demographic status, their experience of child abuse, via a behavioural question of all five types of abuse. And this is the important part of the studies, because the use of a behavioural type question that actually explore all five types of child abuse has not actually been done to the extent that this study has. And the key questions, such as information on disclosure of child abuse, either to official authorities or others, were also posed to women. And we also collected information on general and emotional health service use from GPs, including the age of women's first access of these services and the frequency of their visits in the past year. So women were also then asked the key study question, which is if GPs ever inquired about their child abuse experience and how they actually felt when they were asked. And an interesting part of this study is, because we know at the moment from the literature there is a lack of understanding of whether women are actually asked, we also then asked women if they were never asked about their child abuse experience by a GP, a hypothetical question about how they possibly would have felt if they were asked, to capture the women who actually weren't asked by GPs, if that makes sense.
Yep. And so you mentioned there were 108 women who were involved, and the demographic details of those are in Table 1 of the article if people want to look at those. But what did you find out about their rates of reporting of their child abuse?
So of the 108 women, 62 women, so 59.8%, actually at some point in their life have disclosed their child abuse experience to other people. 18 of these women actually had their child experiences reported to authorities such as police or child protection. The interesting part of that is only 4 of those women actually made direct reports themselves, and one of them actually reported to a family member who then brought her to the authorities. 57% of these women actually disclosed their abuse to others, and when we say others, we mean people such as their relatives, their friends, you know, possibly even a priest, teachers, and health practitioners, which included nurses, psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors. And the thing to note from this study is of the 108 women, only 5 of them disclosed their child abuse history to GPs. However, almost all women in this study actually sought assistance from GPs for general health concern, with more than half also seeking assistance for emotional health.
Yep, and so what were the women's thoughts, which were obviously mainly answers to the hypothetical question, on being asked about abuse experiences by GPs?
So of the women who sought assistance from GP, I'll start off with by firstly telling you about the thoughts of the 20 women who actually reported being asked, because the positive thing is 20 women were actually asked by GPs from this sample about whether they had experienced child abuse. And of those women, 58% of them reported feeling hopeful and relieved, and actually none of them reported feeling offended of the women who were asked. The rest of the women who had seen GPs but were not asked about their child abuse experience and asked a hypothetical question about how they would have felt if they were asked, again, the majority reported that they probably would have felt hopeful or relieved. And we collected some qualitative responses from them as well, and those range from things like feeling grateful, feeling pleased. Some of them obviously reported feeling unsure, possibly uncomfortable, and one of the women actually said that they would be very surprised, as GPs often only deal with immediate presenting physical issues. And another woman also noted possibly feeling shocked because they wouldn't expect a GP to ask such questions, but she wished maybe that they did.
Okay, and so what did the authors think all of this meant?
So from the findings of the study, we know that almost all women in this study sample sought assistance from GPs for general health concerns, and with more than half also seeking assistance for emotional health assistance. So we know that this actually placed GP in a very prime position to identify women survivors of child abuse and facilitate early intervention. In particular, given that the majority of women reported feeling hopeful or relieved, and none actually reported feeling offended or re-traumatized when asked about their child abuse experience, we think that this is a clear message from this sample of women survivors, which should hopefully allay GPs' concerns about offending or re-traumatizing patients if they ask their patients about child abuse history. Basically, the key message here is it is okay to ask women.
Okay. And so like all studies, there are strengths and weaknesses. What were some of those in this study?
So this is the first study, to our knowledge, that specifically explored different types of abuse disclosure by women survivors, and that's the 5 types of abuse that I mentioned earlier. And it's also one of the first that we know that asks us about GP service use by women survivors of various types of child abuse, alongside their thoughts on actually being asked by GPs about their child abuse history, utilizing behaviorally specific questions that explored the different services used. So that means the general health service use and also the emotional health service use from GPs, alongside their frequency of visits. So limitations in studies in the field of child abuse is actually very common, and results from this cross-sectional study obviously does not imply causation. And the women who participated in this study also did so voluntarily, so it's what we call a self-selecting sample of women survivors. As such, the findings may not be generalizable. And with studies as this, recollection bias may also result in collection of retrospective data. Again, this is something that's unavoidable in this field of research, unless we can collect prospective data. And prospective collected assessment of abuse types and severities are unlikely to be available in many cases due to unidentified or unreported abuse.
Yep. So, I mean, I suppose perhaps, yes, particularly the self-selection, these are women who've already been prepared to identify as survivors of child abuse, and particularly how people who aren't in a position where they are identifying as that would be a particularly interesting and unanswerable question to some extent research-wise about how they'd respond.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So in conclusion, what would be some of the key messages that you hope a reader recalls from this article?
So I guess the key messages from this, or the take-home messages from this, are that GPs are very likely to come in contact with women child abuse survivors who present either with general or emotional health concerns. And most women child abuse survivors will not be offended if asked about their child abuse history. As such, you know, GPs should not be fearful and really consider asking women patients about their child abuse history, or at a minimum, a case-finding approach for screening women of child abuse should be conducted or is recommended. And we believe that GPs are actually best placed to provide early intervention and facilitate these early intervention for women child abuse survivors.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Adeline.
Yeah, thank you, Caroline.
The article, the full article, can be found in the November 2012 edition of Australian Family Physician.